Parshas Chayetzara is the be'er, is the wellspring from which, even though it does not appear within the text of the Parsha, Parshas Chayetzara is the source, the well from which Jewish people draw the piyut Esh Hashchayil. According to our tradition, even though Esh Hashchayil appears much later in terms of its being recorded in Tanakh, we have an ancient tradition that Esh Hashchayil was actually written by Avraham Avinu as a hesped for Sari Yemeinu. Avraham Avinu wrote Esh Hashchayil as a hesped for the Shechina Kedosha. Sari Yemeinu was the Shechina Kedosha of that generation. And there's really a beautiful description of the virtues of Sari Yemeinu, of Knesset Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. There are unbelievable descriptions of the Piazetzner Rebbe, whose Yirtzeit was just not that long ago, last week, 2 weeks ago. Piazetzner Rebbe, a few different points in his life when he had a few famous incidents with the Rebbe getting up and singing Esh Hashchayil, when all seemed lost and all seemed to be in a state of absolute disrepair, as you can imagine what it was like to be the Rebbe in the Warsaw Ghetto. Especially they talk about the Simchas Torah, when things were looking very bleak after he lost his son. Different to Kufos, when the Rebbe drew strength from singing Esh Hashchayil, the eternal song of the Jewish people. Even in the back of Chovos HaTalmidim, it's Chaval. I don't have a Chovos HaTalmidim upstairs. I want to run and get it quickly. Do the translation? In the back, they have the Ma'amar. Go quick. I'll stall for you. I mean, don't stall. Let me continue. But. So the Rebbe had a deep connection to this piyut of Esh Hashchayil, which contains all of the hashpos that the Jewish people have on the world and that the Torah has on the Jewish people. Esh Hashchayil is a song about, it's about Am Yisrael, but it's a song about the Torah also. The Torah is the Esh Hashchayil that gives strength to the Jewish people. While we're reading, I'll just tell you a maisa from the Netziv. The Netziv was a genius, of course. I mean, they say about the Netziv that he wasn't a genius, but he was actually quite moderately intelligent, as opposed to. Oh, sorry, go ahead. I'm still going to tell the story. But the Netziv was, I guess that makes it all the more remarkable how brilliant he was. Not only in the realm of Torah learning, but he had a knack for languages. He wrote so beautifully, he had a very poetic way of writing. He was from Cook's Rebbe, after all. Understood things in a way that a regular Shiva maybe wouldn't expect. A regular Shiva, I don't even know what I'm saying. The Netziv was very special. And there were people, you know, it was the time when, sort of Cook describes it, his Talmud would describe it, that there were very, very high, special neshamos who had unbelievable koach of creativity. And because, for whatever reason, they were not being given the option of expressing that creativity in Torah, they went and brought it into other areas. And it was not uncommon for some of these poets and playwrights and novelists and socialists and communists and humanists to come to Jews, Yidden, to come to the Netziv to talk, you know. And as a maisa said, one of these chevra came to the Netziv and they were talking and said, oh, I don't understand, you're learning Torah all day. Where did you get such an unbelievable vocabulary? And like such a intuition for poetry and for. One could have asked the same question of Rav Kook, like, where did you get that from? So the Netziv said, there's a pasuk in Eishes Chayil, Sad dinas savatim kor, v'chadre nas alakran. So I'll give you a mashal. He said, imagine a guy. Moving houses. So he needs a lot of boxes to pack up his tchotchkes, to pack up all his stuff. So one day he's walking down the street and he sees this guy, he sees like his friend who has like a shop, has a shop, and he sees he's unpacking all of this, all these goods to sell, you know, cans. Guy's in the dry goods business, and he's selling canned goods business. He's selling canned goods, and he's taking these cans out of these big boxes. And he says, "Whoa!" He said, "Where do you get those boxes?" He said, "The factory that sends me the stuff to get the boxes. How much you pay for the boxes?" He's like, "They're free." He's like, "Free boxes? I'm moving." So he says, "Where's this factory?" So he says, "Go so and so downtown, you know." So the guy jumps across town. Gets to the factory and he says, "I heard you guys give away free boxes." So he's talking about free boxes. He said, "Yeah, I just bumped into my friend who was emptying all these, and he had a bunch of boxes with cans in them. But he said he pays for the cans, but the boxes are free." So the guys from the factory say, "No, you fool! When you buy the cans, so the boxes come for free because that's how you ship the cans. That's the pshat." In the pasuk, and it says, "Sadin asav etimkor." She makes sadin in fancy silk garments. The chagor nas nolaknani. So she sells the sadin, but the belt she throws in for free. You know, chagor nas nolaknani. She sells the sadin. She sells the silk clothing, but the chagor, that extra little piece of cloth that's like from when she was doing this, that she throws in for free. That she gives to the merchant for free. So the Netziv said, "Asher mishalom the Torah." When a person learns Torah, so the Torah you pay for. The Torah you pay for with blood, sweat, and tears, with hours, with a little bit of sleep deprivation, a little bit of not being able to make the joke you want to make right now while you're near the chavrusa, waking up a little bit earlier, going to sleep a little bit later. Not going out for that extra meal, staying in to be able to learn a little more of that, you pay for it. But when a person is involved in the study of Torah, said the Netziv to this guy, he said, Hashem throws in lots of stuff for free. The poetry, the good vocabulary, all this other stuff. He said, that's the Chagor Nasna Aknani. That's the song of the Eishes Chayil we sing to the Torah. When a Jew is osik in Torah, Hashem throws in lots of things for free. A lot of fringe benefits. Asher mishalom the Torah. Anyway, so the Pizetzner. Pizetzner understood this song, which was Tesari Imenu, is not just the song of Tesari Imenu, but is the song of the Jewish people of Knesset Yisrael. I'm just going to read a little bit here in English. I don't normally do this, but it's so beautiful. It's from his mimer that's called Tzas Min Yom Shabbos Kodesh. So in the middle, he talks about Eishes Chayil. So beautiful. The way he talks about the Jewish people. Let's skip around a little. Since the soul called Knesset Yisrael reveals not only Hashem's power, but even his essential Kedusha and Chachma, as explained above, our holy sages refer to the soul as Isha, as wife. This is, so to speak, as the Torah describes the creation of the first woman. She's taken from man, a bone from her husband's bones, flesh from his flesh. A man's wife reveals his chachma, his das, and even a portion of his mind by bearing his children. For those who are from the traits which the father bequeaths to his son, a son's mind is from his father's mind. So too, Knesset Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael on high, is the queen of the Almighty, who reveals himself in the soul of the individual Jew. all of the revelation through the entire world and all of the revelation through the various souls are all for her benefit. For it is through her that the illumination of the king's essence, so to speak, is revealed in the world. This revelation is the essential purpose of creation of the world and the revelation of as a whole. Sometimes on the eve of the Holy Shabbos, when your spirit soars heavenward and you contemplate the Kedusha of God and Israel, you no longer see private individuals of Klal Yisrael. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to tap into a little bit of Eishes Chayil on Erev Shabbos. Instead, you see the transcendent queen. We have to begin to see ourselves in this way. A shining light that emanates from the essence of Kedusha of Hashem that manifests itself within the individuals. With your neshama yisera, it is as if your eyes scan all the Jewish people at once. You see them bent under the burden of their troubles, shaken and sullied, suffering and sighing, and yet, amidst all this anguish, they are joyous, singing and proclaiming before the Almighty, Master of the universe, we are yours. We are suffering for you. They were. With our whole lives and souls, you will crown your sovereignty over the entire world and will fill the world with the illumination and the portion of your Kedusha, your Das, your will, even your very essence, so to speak. When your soul sees this, you feel aflame with passion. Your nefesh is now neither broken nor depressed. On the contrary, your soul is exhilarated and uplifted with holy pride over the aspect of Malchus, sovereignty of Knesset Yisrael. Such a vision leaves your soul yearning to sing. And although you sang the Eishes Chayil and intoned the Kiddush at the beginning of the Shabbos meal, your passion has not yet been cooled off. You go to the window and lift your eyes upward to heaven, as if there's a force beyond you controlling, inspiring your soul from with you, and you sing out to your God, Master of the world. Eishes Chayil Mimza. Who can find such a beautiful, unbelievable bride like the Jewish people? Her value is far greater than pearls. Batach Balev Bala, her husband trusts her. Shem trusts the Jewish people. All the days of her life she bestows upon him good and not evil. Asuto Valora. She wakes up in the middle of the night to sustain the members of her house. Etc. At this moment, you do not see the degradation of Israel. Nor is it from pity that you sing Eishes Chayil. As it rises up from the depths of your soul, you see only greatness. Everything is nullified before God. There is no material world whatsoever. He fills the whole world with His glory. And that is everything. The Shekhinah and her limbs, which are the souls of Knesset Yisrael, are the purpose of everything and all that really exists. The Torah talks about Eliezer, the Eved Avram, who comes into this picture of the Jewish people, the scene of the Jewish people, as an arur. This is one who's cursed. Cursed Eved of Canaan. And the Torah says that by doing the shlichus of Avraham Avinu, he moves from being arur to being baruch. Yatzim mechal arur, mechal baruch. In the tradition of Ger, the past few weeks we've been taking this opportunity to talk a little bit about Tosefa Shabbos. We need Tosefa Shabbos for a lot of reasons. Let me say two. One, which we spoke a little bit about last week, is that a Jew can't run away from Shabbos. Shabbos is like, we need Shabbos right now more than we've ever needed Shabbos. We need to hang on to a little bit extra Shabbos. We need to bring Shabbos in a little early and hang on to it a little bit late, because it's an island of sanity in a world that's... We need Shabbos. But the other reason we need Tosefa Shabbos, the other reason we need a little extra Shabbos, we need to bring Shabbos in a little early, is because the whole Indian of Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, which is Me'ein Yemos Mashiach, that when a Jew and when the Jewish people begin to relate to Shabbos with, let's already start thinking about Shabbos on Thursday. Let's already start thinking about Shabbos on Wednesday. Let's still be thinking about Shabbos on Tuesday. When we're thinking about Shabbos early, when we're bringing in Shabbos already on Thursday at 4:15, But if we're not actually halachically bringing in Shabbos, you can't do the 4 o'clock mincha. But when we're bringing in Kedusha Shabbos, or we're trying to be Makabel Shabbos, so that miniature version of Kabbalah Shabbos, of Tosefa Shabbos, of trying to add and connect the Shabbos a little bit earlier, should make it that Hashem should send the Yom Shekulo Shabbos a little bit earlier. That we should be prepared to receive the Yom Shekulo Shabbos in a state of proper das, and proper awareness. In the tradition of Ger, saying before, this idea that Eliezer, Eved Avram, goes from being an Eved to being a Baruch by carrying out the Shlichus of Avram Avinu is similar to the movement of a Jew who's an Eved during the 6 days of the week, Sheish Yom Ta'avod, being an Eved, to attaching oneself to the Makor HaBracha of Shabbos by Yavarech Elokim Yom HaShvi'i. That Eliezer's movement from becoming an Eved to becoming a Baruch, to becoming an Aru, from going to being an Aru to being a Baruch, how was he able to do that? He was able to do that by being Mekabel Shlichus Ba'ava B'Simcha, by being Mekabel Shabbos Be'amuna. And our job, the way that we move from being Arur, because it's hard, you know, the Chiddush Rambam himself said that the reason you go to the Mikvah on Erev Shabbos, the reason that a Jew goes to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos is that everybody knows there's a principle, Goy Sheshavas Chayav Misa, which is to say it in a polite way, it's not permissible for a non-Jew to keep Shabbos. And the Chiddush Rambam said something very strong, very strong. The Chiddush Rambam said that a Jew is not Shaykh to Chet, or to Ra, to do something bad. And anything that a person did during the Sheshes Yomim Tavod that made him an Eved, that made him an Arur, that connected into the world of Arur Kanan, being machnia himself to the wrong things, humbling himself before the wrong things, instead of being a gibor in the face of things that he shouldn't humble himself to, and vice versa, not being machnia himself to things he should have been machnia himself to. So that, a little bit, that's not the chilek ha-Yehudi shabo. That's the chilek ha-goy shabo. And that part of him is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, you go to the mikvah to convert. Not much to become a ger. To go convert that chilek ha-ra inside of you. Like a tefilas kelim, like a tefila for a ger. To become ketinok shenolad. To become like a brand new person. To move from being Eliezer Eved Avram to being Baruch, Baruch Hashem. Ba Baruch Hashem. Lavan and Basil said, Ba Baruch Hashem, look, the blessed one of God is here. I mean, the blessed one of God is called Arur. Arur Kanan, Eved. Pshat is that on Shabbos, a Jew moves from being Arur to being Baruch. Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi. Likra Shabbos, we say in Lechadodi, Likra Shabbos. Lichu v'necha ki mekor habracha. No. So the Imre Emes says, the first thing we said is the Sfas Emes. The Imre Emes says, this is the Ger dynasty. That's why they're called Ger. They're helping us to convert. No, it comes from the Yehudi HaKadosh. Ger comes from Pshischa, which is the Yehudi HaKadosh. Why is the Yehudi HaKadosh called the Yehudi HaKadosh? That's what they said. Why did they call him the Yehudi HaKadosh? Because every single day, he would do mitzvahs ki'ilu, he just became a Jew that day. That's what they call him, the Holy Jew. Because it was like, on the first day, imagine, the first day that a Jew converts to Judaism, a non-Jew converts to Judaism. So the first time you see, a Holy Jew! So the Yehudi HaKadosh is called the Yehudi HaKadosh, even though he was born Jewish. Because every day, he was as fiery as like the first day he ever served God in his life, like he was a brand new convert. That's why Ger comes from the Yehudi, because they're teaching us how to have that type of relationship. So, the Imre Emes says, Likras Shabbos l'chu v'nelcha ki mekor habracha. Likras Shabbos l'chu v'nelcha. To go actively, we don't wait for Shabbos to come to us. Likras Shabbos lechuv nelch, we go out to the field to greet Shabbos. We don't wait for the queen to come. Esh eschayel miyimtza. Esh eschayel miyimtza. Who found, to go find her. Esh eschayel miyimtza. The Esh eschayel, which is the Shabbos queen, which is the Torah, which is Knesset Yisrael, miyimtza. You have to go find her. Likras Shabbos lechuv nelch. Why? Ki hi mekor habracha. Because if you want to move from being an Aror to being a Baruch, from being an Eved of the 6 days of the week, to being a Ben Melech, or Bas Melech, so the key to do that is Likra Shabbos. Go find Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos, think about Shabbos, be connected to Shabbos during the week. Be prepared for the Yom Shekula Shabbos now. And ask yourself, Be'emtza Anisayon, how would I act right now if I knew Mashiach was coming right now? In 2 minutes from now. How much strength would I have? And what type of emunah do I have in Mashiach if I can't be mechazik myself with that? And if I can't, so I speak to my friends, speak to my Rebbe, mechazik me, to move myself from the miklal Aror to the klal of Baruch. So Hashem should help us. You know, we've been talking a lot about this the past 2 weeks, but it's a chashuv. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is coming. We're so happy. Have to prepare properly. Marcel Machpelah is a big deal. Marcel Machpelah is a very, very... it's the first real purchase of Eretz Yisrael. The first... the first expression of Jewish ownership of Eretz Yisrael, that which Rabbi Nachman said, Eretz Yisrael is Lashon Ani Rotzeh, Eretz, I want, Ani Rotzeh, Yisrael, I want to be a Jew. Every morning when they would bring the Karban, Tamid, there was someone whose task it was to stand up high on a tower, not far from here. And they would ask, did the sun come up? And he would say, yes. And they'd say, did it reach all the way to Hebron? Did it get to the Maris Machpelah? Did the sun connect Yerushalayim to Hebron? Medrash says, every single Jew is chayav to say, Matai Yagil Masai Lamasa Abosai. When will it be that my actions reach the level of the actions of my forefathers? Now, I know it's been a week since you did Shnai Mikra on the 7th Aliyah of last week's Parsha, but Avram was going to shecht his son. That's not Shaykh for us. Avraham Avinu left his whole family behind. Avraham Avinu did a lot of things. Svarma Kadoshim explained that the question is not when will my actions reach the level of my forefathers, of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Sarif Gerachamay. That's not my aim. Matai Yagia is a lashon of Yagia, is not a lashon of to reach, but it's a lashon of Negia, to touch. Just to touch, to be mechaber a little bit. Chever in Lashon of Chibur. That what we're doing in Yerushalayim, the complete picture of what's happening in Yerushalayim, which begins in Chevron. Even when before David HaMelech was king in Yerushalayim, he was king in Chevron before. His malchus started in Chevron. Because everything starts with Chevron. And everything, we look back and we connect back to Chevron. And even though on a certain level, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarif, Baruch, Leah, they wouldn't even recognize us. Svarim point out that if you look at the description of what Avram Avinu had, there's deep secrets in this. What Avram Avinu had, my father has this sefer that he likes to point at this out. You look at what Avram Avinu had. Avram had camels and donkeys and oxen and he didn't have horses. So they would come and they'd see the little man riding on a horse on all the polo shirts, and they'd say, "What is this? I don't know what this is. We don't have, not related to. We don't know what this is." They would look at us. They would say, "We have no idea what this is." On one level. But our job is to make sure that there's a negia, there's something that's touching, there's a thread that's touching us, that's keeping us connected to the avos. That's why every single day the karban tamid shel shachar was connected. Did the light reach Chevron yet? This new way that we're doing things, this way that we're trying to stay strong in the end. Waiting for the Binyan Shalem. Is it connected to the old way, or is it just like I'm just looking for? I don't know. I have to make sure. I have to make sure that the light is reaching Chevron. Say the light is reaching Chevron. That means that the first purchase of Eretz Yisrael, which happens Chayisar, the purchasing of Maris Machpelah, and that question is the light reaching Chevron. Is that even though there are many people who would say I'm the last person I'll be talking about this, sitting here giving a
chumash here with a guitar in my hand? Was it? I have to ask yourself, is the light reaching Chevron? Would our great grandparents recognize this as like a valid form of Talmud Torah? Or tefillah? What would they think about Ashrei during Minta? I have no idea. I don't know the answer. Because the answer is not, meaning, what do they think about your Ashrei? Ask yourself, is the light touching Chevron? If the answer is yes, so it's a valid. That's part of the carbon tamid. There's a continuation, there's a continuum that reaches back all the way to Chevron. They say this about several different dynasties, so I'll spare the name, but the mice about the Rebbe's son who took over. And they said, I don't understand, you don't do anything like your father. Your father used to say the Dvar Torah, used to give the Dvar Torah before the fish, and you do it after the fish. And your father used to make Kiddush, in the Shabbos morning meal on wine, and you use whiskey. And your father used to wear his hat like this, and you wear the hat like this, and your father used to do this. And the Rebbe said, the son said, "Big time, I do exactly what my father did. My father didn't copy anybody, and I don't copy anybody. So I do things a little bit my own way." So that's chashuv. But we also have to remember, we have to ask ourselves, is the light of what we're doing touching Chevron? Hashem should help us that the light should touch Chevron. That the light should touch Chevron. That there should be a chibur between what we're doing, our avodah, and the avodah of the avos, the imos. Mm-hmm. says that Avram became Zaken Babayamim, Hashem Berachas Avram Bako. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Hashem Berachas Avram Bako. What does it mean Hashem blessed Avram with everything? Chassam Sofer says Bakol Tishmatov. Chassam Sofer says Bakol. Is the letters Beis, Chaf, Lamed. Beis, Chaf, Lamed. Beis is 412. Bet, Yutaf, Bet. Chaf is Chaf, Pe is 100. 512. And Lamed, 74. That's you too. 586. Bakol. Bakol is 586. Chassam Sofer says 586. Pigamatria Shofar. Shofar is 586. Shofar. Shin and Resh is 500. Pei is 80. Love is 6. Shofar. What does that mean? That's all he says. He says that's the shofar of Matan Torah, that's the shofar of Mashiach. Hashem blessed Avram Bakol, the shofar. So the Kedushas Levi, the Berditcher in this week's Parsha, Didi na 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 na. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Quotes the Maimer Chazal. Bas haya la Avram avinu u'bakol shma. What does it mean Hashem blessed Avram with everything? It means He blessed him that he had a daughter. And her name was Bakol. So says Chazal. In fact, I actually saw the Chassam Sofer this week. The pasuk says that Avram mourned over Sarah. It says like Aspida Livkosa, to cry over Livkosa, and Livkosa spelled with a small chaf. There's a little chaf in the Torah in this week's part. If you get that aliyah, first aliyah, see there's a little chaf. So Chacham Sofer is a little chaf, is like a mute, is like telling you to take it out. Because Avram had a daughter named Bakol, and she passed away, but he always comforted himself with the fact that he still had Sarah. And when Sarah passed away, so part of his hesped for Sarah, he said, if kosa, if you take out the chaf, comes the word Levita. Levita. He also mourned over his daughter. No, but the Berditcher says he had a daughter, her name was Bakol. So in the Pashup Pshat, he had a daughter, her name was Bakol, she passed away, mourned over. Some sort of says. But the Berditcher said,
exactly this. It seems to be two Mamre Chazal are being put together. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos and put together with another Mamre Chazal. It comes out like this. That Chol Yom, every single day, a Baskol screams out from Har Choriv, from Har Sinai, from the place of Gideon the Torah, Shuvu Barim Shovim. Return, wayward children. Shuvu Barim Shovim. Return. That's the baskol that comes out. And all the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, including the Berditcher in this week's Parsha, ask, is a baskol? Lo shamati shum baskol. Ani ma'amin b'mun shleim, let the baskol ring out today. I didn't hear the words shuv b'adam shovim. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh explained, and his Talmidim said in his name that when you had that quiet moment, maybe it was in the past 25 minutes, maybe it was while you were walking to the dorms on the way to lunch, maybe it was when your Rebbe said something by morning seder, maybe it was in the middle of Alat Tzadikim, of Shachris or Mincha, which we davened already. At some point during the day, a Jew has a hirhur of tshuva, out of nowhere. That's the baskel. The baskel is saying, maybe you should do tshuva. And maybe you say yes, maybe you say no. Maybe you have a moment. Maybe all that happens is you go, and you let out a sigh. And that sigh, each person on their madriga, which is, it's not a sigh of, not a depression. It's a sigh of yearning. I wish I was better. I want to be better. Can be better. That's that baskol. Hashem berachas Avram bakol. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. It means that he gave him a daughter, gave him that bas. What's the bas? That's the baskol, says Berditcher. And bakol shema. What does it mean, bakol shema? So this is where Berditcher doesn't say exactly like this, but bakol shema means that Hashem gave this baskol every day. For us, for our children. Until Mashiach comes, that baskol will continue. Which means that Avram Avinu, at a certain level, was given a gift by Hashem. That your children will make it to the end. There will be something that's tethering them, that's reminding them. Maybe you could be a little bit better. Shuv banim shovim.
doesn't say shuv tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are already there. Shuv banim shovvim. That no matter how shovev, no matter how mischievous, no matter how wayward, shuv banim shovvim. Hashem is saying, come back. And Avram was given that bas, bakol shma. Kol, kulam. Uvo ovdim eretz asher vanidachem eretz mitzrayim. It's not talking about, like Rav Tzaddik explained, the Ovdim Beretz Asher and the Nidachim Beretz Mitzrayim are not talking about the Mitzrim and the Assyrians. It's talking about the Yidden who are steeped in Ashur and Mitzrayim, in Assyrian and Egyptian ways of thinking. And when the shofar blows, like my Rebbe is coming to Eretz Yisrael, or Weinberger always says, that Mashiach, when that shofar sounds, people are going to run so quickly, the most disconnected or the most thickly guarded and masked yid. And he hears that shofar is going to come running. That's the promise that Hashem gave Avram Avinu. Hashem berachas Avram bakol. Bakol. Amech kulam tzadikim. Tzadik says another question. Pre-tzadik, this week's parsha. Tzadik says, Rabbi Akiva was darshening, and the chevra were falling asleep. And the lights were probably on when Rabbi Akiva was. It wasn't candlelit. Like we have it over here. They were sitting in shir with lights on, and the chevra were falling asleep. Rav Tzaddik says, what does that mean? And he said to them, Ma ra Esther, what did Esther see? That she was ruling over 127 medinos? Ba baspita shasari menu, who ruled over 127 years, and let her rule over 127 provinces. Esther, Amalk. So Rav Tzaddik says, first of all, why would that wake anyone up? Why were they sleeping? Rabbi Akiva saying Torah. What's the taich? And finally, what does it mean, marasa? What did she see? She say, Eich zacha Esther limlochal. Marasa, what did she see? So Rav Tzaddik says, Rabbi Akiva was darshaning very high Torah. Rabbi Akiva was darshaning, saying over shir. And the Chevro were saying, we're not ready for this, Rabbi. Maybe the previous generations, they could learn like this. But come on. Do you know what we're up against? Do you know what we have? We're not shy. They were sleeping. They were saying, they were mityayish from like, we're not shy of this way of serving Hashem. And Rabbi Akiva said, Ma ra Esther. What did Esther see? How did Esther have the chutzpah to go into Achashverosh unannounced? How did Esther have the chutzpah to become the Malka of 127? Where did she get that Azaz, the Kedusha, to do that, to do what she needed to do? But Esther was the daughter of Sarimina, like Rav Tzaddik says in another place. He says in another place that the Jewish people are miraculous people. That Yitzchak, the first Jewish person, was born as a Jew, not who discovered. Yitzchak Avinu was born out of a nes. The Jewish people are miraculous people. So Rav Tzaddik says that the whole inyan of a Jew is Hashem gave the Jewish people Avraham Avinu a bas, a daughter, and Bakol is her name. Bakol, that even a Jew feels. I'm not shy. Rabbi Akiva, why are you saying these high Torahs? Why are you telling us we're shy to a way of living that maybe for our grandparents was one thing, but everything we're learning about yeshiva, come on, that's for us. Ma ra Esther, what did she see that enabled her to have the strength? She saw that she was the daughter of Sarimenu, who gave birth to a child at the age of... Your great-grandmother gave birth to a child. And Esther saw that and said, you know what? We also have a little bit of chutzpah. Rav Kook said that, Gemara in Sota says that
time before Mashiach comes, chutzpah yaska. Chutzpah is going to increase. And Rav Kook said that's true, but, you know, we're not so good. It's also good. There's a good type of chutzpah. That a Jew feels a little bit of chutzpah, that someone who doesn't really belong studying deep things is able to stand up and say, I want you to teach me in a deep way. I want you to give it to me. And I don't want just details of the laws anymore. I want to keep the Torah, but I want you to explain it to me deep. Explain to me why this matters to my life. And Rav Kook says that's like a certain level of chutzpah. Like, who do you think you are? Like, you have to be in it to like be shaykh to that. And yet, as we're getting closer to Mashiach, the Jewish people are demanding, we want to be more understanding of what we're doing, we want to be more connected to what we're doing. So Hashem should help us, we should be able to see ourselves as Basbita shall Sari Minu, connected to the bracha of the Bas. Hashem give Aaron everything he gave, even the Banim Shovavim. Even those who are not perfect. The Bas Kol comes out. The Bas that was given to Avraham Avinu and Ba Kol Shema. That every Jew is included. Every Jew is included. Yeh Ech Sheyeh, wherever he finds himself for himself.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,